Okay, I've got Dean Lester's Ruffy, courtesy of our friends at RSN and Nick Quinn. Thank you for sending this through. So Dino's Ruffy is in the South Australian Derby tomorrow at Morfordville. Race 7, number 4, Let's Crack a Deal. Race 7, number 4, Let's Crack a Deal for the Mar Eustace team. Ben Allen in the saddle from a wide gate. $14 the win, $370 the place. Let's Crack a Deal. South Australian Derby, Race 7, number 4. That is Dean Lester's Ruffy for tomorrow. Joining us, he had a good day yesterday, Brad Davidson. How are you, Davo?
Morning, Jared. Morning, Clarky, Loz.
Morning, buddy.
Morning, everyone. Davo. Great here at the William Farrow with you guys this morning. And it was a cracking day yesterday, wasn't it? First time out at Wagga. But, gee, just the track itself, such a big space, and everyone's out there on the lawn enjoying themselves. And even someone sung in a bit of a video of me cheering home Marway in the Cup. So I got a bit carried away there. But we got the early odds, and, gee, it was impressive, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. What, 5 lengths and... I think it was Adam actually saying to us earlier, he expected it to drift, but it just kept getting crunched, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought it'd start $3 plus, but it held there at $2.70 late. And as soon as Tom Sherry found the front, I mean, the good thing about him as well is he was so relaxed in the yard 2 weeks ago. He was carrying on like a pork chop at Randwick there. So, yeah, he looks like a horse that can progress and become a real group horse for the Mark Newnham yard off that.
This is your first Wagga Carnival, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. So I was here last night, which was great, and back up today and out there. And we did the punters' podium on course. We had a small win there. But anyone in Wagga today, make sure you come and find us on track. It's $10 to get in and to buy a unit. And we'll be betting through either races 3 or start at race 3 or 4, right through to race 8. We'll do quaddies, daily doubles, and betting on each race. And we're right next to the mounting yard there in the big tent. So come and join us for a bit of fun, and we'll put up all the bets before the race.
Well, let's start with the big one today, mate. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, well, it could be a big couple of days for Mark Newnham. It's a great race for the 200,000, of course. I think it's a race in two, guys, as I sort of mentioned yesterday. Spirit Ridge, Pass of Glory, they're the two for me. I know that obviously Yonkers went top of the list there in the Calcutta last night, but he was impressive the other day in Melbourne. But I just think short enough for mine, considering the wide barrier. And considering his form prior to that he beat Realm of Flowers early this prep. But for me, I'm Pars of Glory from Spirit Ridge. I just think Pars of Glory is the one that's going to get that lovely run behind the speed. He was outstanding in the JRA plate last time out. He's got that turn of foot, dry ground. Rachel King knows him well. And for me, I'll lean his way. But I think Spirit Ridge, he's got that weight for age form. I know he didn't stay in the Sydney Cup, but back to 2000, dry deck, Nash on board. Mark Newnham, as I said, could have a big few days. So Paths of Glory, slightly over Spirit Ridge, but I think they can fight it out in the big one today.
$5, Paths of Glory, Spirit Ridge, $4.40. Clearly the best backed in the race is Spirit Ridge, just on the Calcutta, so 150,000 the pool. Have you ever seen a Calcutta get to anywhere near that amount? I can't think of another one even in Australia for anything. No. I mean, you know, obviously the call of the cards are huge for Melbourne Cup, but a Calcutta of that size?
No, never, never. And I even had my partner from Central Coast ringing me last night saying buy my tickets in the Calcutta, and I had to put the phone on loudspeaker so you could hear the draw and everything like that. But obviously I worked out our odds. I think I bought 80 tickets, and we were at 437-1 to get a spot. So no luck.
Well, that's how close we were. We were one ticket away.
One ticket away.
One ticket of the number. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blow. Well,
that's what happens, Bino, sometimes.
So close, but so far.
But I was just amazed. I just couldn't believe the amount of money that was floating around. And obviously Yonkers went for, 30-odd thousand, and then some of the other horses. Yeah. And I remember, I actually rang Davo because I thought, I'll get involved in this. I'll get a couple of mates together and we'll put a syndicate together. And then the prices just went through the roof, and I was like, abort.
Yeah. We had the same idea, but once it started getting up that high, it was like, no way. But yeah, I mean, I suppose the price for Spirit Ridge backs what you said there, Jared. The fact that he's been well backed, he might be the one that starts a bit shorter, and maybe even challenges Yonkers for favouritism later on.
What else do you like?
I think race 8, number 8, guys. That's the one I'm going to focus on today. Monterey Zara. I thought it was an outstanding run there first up when runner up for the Gary Colvin yard, and he just had to get too far back from the gate. That was at Wagga in a benchmark 58. He beat home Miss Elsie May, who he meets again here. So he goes from barrier 10 to barrier 1 here. The trial since at Wagga was outstanding. I just think he can park up a lot closer. It'd be pretty hard to hold out there. Race 8, number 8, Monterey Zar. A bit earlier in the day, I thought race number three, Sly Song, number 15. It's all about if she jumps. If this horse jumps, I think it's in the finish. It jumped last time out. It's formed prior to that. It had a bit of a habit of missing the start. But go back to the run two back. It probably should have won, beaten a length and a half at Wagga. And then last time out, beat Legal Challenge at Canberra in really good style. And the late figures out of the race were strong as well. So race three, number 15, Sly Song. Good draw. Jeff Penza knows the horse, was aboard last time out. And if she jumps, I think she could be right in the finish as well.
Okay, Sly Song, race three, $6 with Tab. And race eight, number eight, Monterey Czar, $3.50 with Tab. They're the two fancies outside your tip in the cup, which was Paths of Glory.
They're the ones for today. Race one's going to be an interesting race, guys. There's a bit of mail floating around for feeding, number 17. And, of course, we know that the Keith Dryden yard, they got Mixed Mater first starter here. They backed Kermitin off the mat yesterday. And I tell you, they're one of the smartest stables. When the money comes, look out. And
so,
if this horse
you got another horse in there, Keith Dryden, because someone was telling me last night they were tipping me up Mixed Mate.
There you go. Well, because the mail on track yesterday was Kermitin, was ready to rumble, and it was back like it was unbeatable and got to the outside and won. And Mixed Mate, well, it's trialled very well. So if there's money for it, if it's fours into 350, yep, you can jump on there and there'll be a bit of confidence there late in betting. So just follow that one as well. But like I said, there's a bit of mail around for thieving as well for the Terry Robinson yard.
Mate, great to have you here in person on set with
fantastic.
Us. And have a great day today.
Yep.
You got anything for Gosford?
Yeah, I've got one there. Race five, number nine, Avion Fury, a horse that I've been following. Had no luck at all at Canterbury last time out. Kerry McAvoy goes aboard tomorrow. Speed looks good enough up front for him to get home, hopefully over the top there. So at each way odds, race five, number nine, Avion Fury was my pick there tomorrow in the benchmark 78 handicap.
650. Dave, have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day, guys. See you out there on track. And, yeah, hopefully it's a good day.